To progress in dream work, first we could write them down each morning and keep a dream journal, as I've mentioned before. And we should also pay attention to the recurrent images and associations that come up in our dreams, recognize repetitions, archetypal images, things that keep coming up for you. And you can learn a lot about yourself and what drives you and your inner fears and wishes and longings. Consider the dream just like a play or a movie and see what we can learn from it about ourselves, our inner and outer life, and the workings of our conscious and subconscious minds. We can practice creative imagination through visualization and guided imagery, which are like dreams also during the day, and dream our own dreams and make a reality that way for ourselves. But specifically at night, we can help ourselves remember more dreams, have lucid dreams, be aware in our dreams. If we, for example, as we did in our long meditation retreats in the Tibetan tradition, we sit up at night and sleep sitting up in a meditative posture to help us sleep more lightly, more consciously, with more subtle mindfulness. We do some breathing exercises and visualization and meditation before we go to sleep. And I'll be talking about this more as our program progresses towards the specific practices to guide us while we lie down at night, with or without sitting up. But if we sit up, if we eat more lightly at night, anything that can help us be more conscious and less somnolent, less oblivious, will help. We could have an assistant at hand who will talk to us while we're asleep and say, "Wake up to the dream," or remind us that we're dreaming. We could use the dream light that the dream researcher Stephen LaBerge has perfected, which flashes at us when our eyelids start to tell us when we're in the kind of sleep where we're having dreams, and that dream light can help us awaken within the dream and know we're dreaming. It will remind us that we're asleep in a dream and wake us up at the right moment. Another unique feature of Tibetan Buddhism is what we call the dark retreat, where we spend a week or 49 days in total darkness in a hermitage. As our eyes get used less and less, the inner clarity of our mind and our awareness, first our sensory awareness and then our psychic and spiritual awareness and intelligence, start to open up and burgeon more and more. This can help us to be awakened in the dreams. We lose track of day and night, and we just sleep when we're tired and are up when we're up. And we start to lose track of the rational sense of day and night, and we start to access the other side of our brain, the intuitive, holistic right side of our brain, from which dreams mainly come from. Thoreau thought that in dreams we see ourselves naked and acting out our real characters even more clearly than we see others when we are awake. If we could really see our own dreamlike self-images, how we see our life, not just at night in our dreams, which are so much fragmented and fractured perhaps, but day to day, if we keep a journal or a diary, if we can see ourselves as others see us, we can start to pierce the veil of illusions, this thick dream surrounding us, and really get to the heart of the matter. There are so many spiritual, emotional, and even physical benefits and healing in deep dream work, in awakening, in realizing the clarity and the spontaneous freedom and creativity that's in all of us. This is our natural resource. In our next session, from the Milam Ter, the dream treasures of the ancient tradition of Tibetan yoga, we're going to learn some of the more practical exercises, the 4 points for daytime practice, awakening to the dream, the nature of reality and unreality, and the 4 points for nighttime practices, chant, visualization, the posture, the meditation, and tips and exercises for waking up and for increasing and controlling our dreams. And third, some exercises, 4 points for morning wake-up practice called First Awakening. In this way, we'll enter into the stream of spiritual practice that's been pouring down through the centuries, through this lineage of Tibetan masters and yogis, reaching back to antiquity, a golden rosary of masters who have awakened and realized enlightenment and their fullest potential and bliss through dream yoga practice.
This concludes Program 1 of Tibetan Dream Yoga with Lama Suryadas. We continue with Program 2.